Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is January 8th, 2026. Welcome to everybody watching in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us. We're going to say hi to a few people, but we're going to get ready to rumble tonight with what's going on. There's a lot unfolding in this hour that we're going to prophetically get into. So I see everyone jumping on the chat right now. I see Alabama and Newton, Texas. God bless you. Portugal. Hello to our viewers in Portugal and our international audience that's coming in. God bless you. Oh, let's see. Virginia Beach. God bless you. I see North Dakota as well. God bless you. California, Maine. God bless you. Toronto, Canada. Hello to our wonderful friends in Canada and our viewers who are watching us tonight. The January of Justice continues as we march forth. I see Princeton, Minnesota. God bless you. We'll be talking about Minnesota a little bit tonight, so stay tuned. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Glendale, Oregon, Rhode Island. Hello. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. I see Pinellas Park, Florida as well. God bless you. North Carolina, Whitehall, Pennsylvania, Oregon. God bless you as well. Oh, let's see who else is coming on. Wisconsin, El Paso, Texas, Washington State. God bless you. New York City. Hello to our friends. We stand in solidarity with you right now in New York City with what is unfolding. Sometimes I feel like Daniel in Babylon in New York, but I know the Lord kept me here for this time and for this season with what is unfolding. Albuquerque, New Mexico, God bless you. Palmdale, California as well. Happy to have you on. God bless you. Let's see who else. Indiana, I see you. God bless you. Yes, let's get ready to rumble. Is right. We are going to rumble when it comes to what we're going to talk about tonight, for sure. Pensacola, Florida, I see you. God bless you as well. Vermont, Romania, God bless you. And God bless our viewers in Romania who are watching this evening. Australia, hello to our wonderful viewers in Australia. God bless you as well. Louisiana and New Mexico, I see you. God bless you. Shirley, New York, God bless you as well. Let's see, we'll do a few more here as people are jumping on. The Netherlands, hello to our friends watching tonight in the Netherlands. God bless you. And Queens, New York, hello to all our wonderful friends in the boroughs and viewers who are in the boroughs in the city. God bless you tonight as you're all jumping on. I see more Canadas coming on as well. Multiple Canadas, British Columbia, God bless you. Cheyenne, Wyoming as well. And hello, Israel. Oh, God bless and shalom to our wonderful friends and Jewish brothers and sisters in Israel. Shalom, shalom to you. Very happy to have you on. It is about 12:40 a.m. right now in Israel. I see Hawaii as well. God bless you. And hello to everybody else coming in not only this nation of the United States of America, but around the world. We are very happy to have you joining us tonight. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We're going to open up in prayer as usual, and we're going to jump right in prophetically because there is a whole lot of shaking going on, and there are situations unfolding in this hour in Minnesota, in Iran, in England. We have to talk about it because the U.S. apparently, allegedly, is mobilizing their forces to apparently head to Iran if necessary. We're going to get into that, but there's so much prophetically to talk about. Words from 7 years ago we're going to talk about as well, but we're going to get into all of that tonight. So let's open up in prayer, turn it over to the Lord, and we will get started. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. Lord, we praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you. Lord, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, the price was paid in full, that he defeated death. Jesus Christ took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again. He is ruling and reigning victoriously at the right hand of the Father forevermore, where he is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, and we honor that sacrifice, Father God, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power and your might and your presence mightily go forth. Saturate the atmosphere, Father, that people tangibly feel your presence and the weight of your conviction, Father, as we mightily go forth tonight in you. Go before us, Father. Be our front and rear guard. Lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps, order my words, Father God, as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Father, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and visions to surround the north, south, east, west, above, and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I ask tonight, Father God, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor and go forth and minister to those who are watching tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority right now over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, hex, vex, spell, witchcraft, curse, sorcery, weaponized demonic activity, or dark arts of any kind, sabotage of any kind, interference of any kind. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command it all dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life breathed into us, Father God, and we praise you and we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we praise you that there is none like you. There is none that could ever match you, Father God, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that the earth is your footstool, that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint and grow tired. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, Lord, that people would tangibly feel your presence tonight, Father, as we go forth. You are welcome, Lord, to have your way. We bless your holy name, Father God. We praise you that you are an awesome God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are Ruach Elohim. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Sikhan. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Sabaoth. You are Jehovah Issuiz. And we praise you, Lord, and we bless your holy name tonight, Father God. We thank you how you are moving in this hour, Father God. Lord, we intercede and pray, Father God, as the church before your throne for our brothers and sisters, Father God, who are in Iran right now, who are in England, Father God, who are in Nigeria. Lord, we intercede for their protection, Father God, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We intercede for their deliverance tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you tonight, Father God. You are absolutely good. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast right now, and like and subscribe. We would very much be appreciative of that, because we are about to get involved in what is unfolding in Minnesota, in Iran, and in England prophetically, because it is all unfolding at once in a very delicate time as we have exploded into 2026. And so we have a lot to talk about. Let me just get my notes up here. And we're going to begin, because we're going to take a trip around the globe in a way, because there is so much unfolding in this hour that we are watching to see if President Trump is going to officially deploy to Iran. So we are watching that as well. But we're going to talk about Minnesota first, because there is prophecy fulfilling having to do with George Floyd and what is unfolding in Minnesota this very hour that we have to talk about. And then we're going to get into Iran, because this is greater than you think with Iran. This affects this nation because it's a window, and it's a window that has to do with a certain book in the Word of God and a timeline that is literally unfolding before our very eyes. And we're going to talk about that. So let's put up the article, please. And I'm going to show you what happened. It actually erupted yesterday. It has spilled over into today. Okay. Now, this article says, ICE agent, is this the ICE agent article? Yes. ICE agent kills woman 1 mile from scene of George Floyd's murder. The shooting took place in a residential neighborhood south of downtown Minneapolis. According to the AP, it took place roughly 1 mile from the site where George Floyd was killed by police in May of 2020. What happened was somebody tried to run over ICE agents with their vehicle and severely harm them. And basically they had to open fire. Now, this took place literally 1 mile from what took place with George Floyd in 2020. What unfolded from there is that GOP lawmakers were calling on President Trump now to arrest Governor Waltz after he warned he'll deploy Minnesota troops against ICE operations, basically threatening civil war, and said Minnesota is at war with our federal government. So this is coming this hour from the governor of Minnesota. And the fact George Floyd is showing up in articles again, let me show you the prophecy fulfilling with this, because there were words from the Lord about this that we are watching unfold this very hour. So we're going to go to October 25th, 2024 first. Thus says the Lord, Minnesota will begin to turn on its own, says the Lord, for that spirit of provocation has gone forth to resurrect the anger of George Floyd. The anger and the defiance and the violence that went into the soil of that state. September 4th, 2025, you have a tether to the violence of George Floyd attempting to be resurrected, to spill enough blood to make attempts on the lives of leadership in the high seats. Both those words were warning that they were going to attempt to resurrect George Floyd and what happened in Minnesota. We are watching that actively happen with the confrontation that has just happened with protesters and ICE agents, and they're tying it to happening just 1 mile from George Floyd. So what they're trying to do is resurrect this in Minnesota, because it looks like the governor allegedly wants a civil war. He wants to bring about an enormous clash in Minnesota. And this was prophesied October 25th, 2024, and September 4th, 2025. So we're going to continue to watch this unfolding. But we have to understand right now with Governor Waltz removing himself from re-election, he's got nothing to lose right now. He's got nothing to lose to cause a clash in Minnesota. And so this is why the situation is becoming more and more volatile there as well. It's also because of the window we are in. This is the time of the reckoning. It is a time of revolution. It is a time of reversals. It is a time of revolt. It is a time of reckoning. And we are watching this actively happen, right? And we have to understand too that the kingdom of darkness is powered by altars. So the enemy will attempt to shed innocent blood in areas that he believes he has territorial rights to in order to try to open up other gates in the nation to attempt to go after high leadership. So this is what we're watching percolate right now and happen in Minnesota. Now, So stay tuned on that. We will continue to watch the situation in Minnesota, but this with George Floyd being put back in the news cycle, having to do with Minnesota, having to do with what just happened a mile from what happened with him in 2020, this prophecy is actively fulfilling this very hour. Now, we're going to move on to what's unfolding right now in Iran because it drastically affects the United States of America because of the window we're in. So I want to play for you the news clip from 2CTV first, and then we are going to come back and talk about this. Okay, can we hear that? Can we hear it? Do you all hear that in the chat? If you can hear it, tell me, because I can't hear it. No, you can't hear it. Okay, our audience can't hear it either. All right, we're going to try to get that clip for you because this clip is very important as to what's unfolding in Iran this very hour. And this gentleman, Tusi, has been covering this nonstop. I believe he is Iranian as well. So if we could try to get the clip up, we'll see. Okay, they're just saying, wait a minute here. We're going to stand by, guys. We're going to stand by and see if we could get this clip played for you. And then we are all going to listen in together because this is like the most recent that he is reporting. He is in the UK, and we're going to get more into that in a little bit because he needs prayer right now. Him and his family, Tusi and his family, need prayer right now with what is unfolding in England this very hour. There we go.
Welcome to 2CTV. This is your global news channel. I'm Maya Tusi, and the situation in Iran is escalating very, very quickly tonight. I can now officially confirm that 2CTV is now the only global media outlet with direct access to the country despite the internet, mobile data, or cellular, as the Americans would say, Wi-Fi, as well as phone lines are officially completely shut down, but we do have access. And of course, we will give you guys all the information. Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, over the last couple of days, he instructed people in Iran to all go out. And of course, millions across the country have taken to the streets more than ever before, more than the first 11 days. We're going to give you guys all the videos that we are receiving from Iran. The security forces, Basij units, have now been withdrawn. The police have been withdrawn because the Islamic Republic have now officially launched a war on their own people. They have brought in the official IRGC military on the ground, and they are massacring a lot of people on the streets. President Trump is watching. President Trump has once again confirmed his plans that he will be hitting the IRGC very hard. We do have, obviously, I've got the intel coming in from Iran directly. And but first, let's go through the videos that we are receiving. There's a lot to talk about here. There's a lot of weird stuff also happening, including the official state TV building. Sadal Sima has been destroyed in Esfahan. By the way, first things first, this is the moment that the police, as well as the Basij security forces, were withdrawn from the cities. And everybody was like, oh, is this surrender? But then they were officially replaced by the IRGC military. They brought in their soldiers on the ground to kill their people. Yes, this is how it started.
And they have also cut, I believe, the internet. They have cut other communications, the phone lines. The regime of Iran has totally now cut that off to its people in the midst of what is happening. Now, what is unfolding this very hour is that we are watching the Iranian regime actively collapse. They are falling in their 47th year, as President Trump is the 47th president. As James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee with you. Now, why is this happening now? Why, of all times, are we watching a piggybacking between the fall of the dictator of Venezuela and the collapsing now of the regime, the Ayatollah's regime in Iran? It has to do with the Book of Esther and a prophetic cycle, because the Book of Esther took place in Persia, which is Iran. And it gives the account of Purim, the people of God being set for destruction by Haman deceiving the king, and the Lord God causing divine reversals to go forth to reverse these decrees of destruction, deliver the people of God, and cause that destruction to fall upon Haman and his household. Now, Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter. Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter. Purim 2025 was marked by a blood moon. Purim 2026 begins March 2nd, marked by a blood moon. So the Iranian regime, which is in Persia, is falling in the year that is flanked by blood moons occurring on Purim, marking the entire year for reversals, regime changes, falls, and Haman's being hunted. This is why this is happening now. This is a prophetic cycle. The regime, which is in Persia, is literally falling within the year that is marked by blood moons, each happening Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. This is a prophetic cycle that began Purim 2025 and is going through Purim 2026. Now, this is occurring as a man in New York City named Zoram Mamdani, who literally has the name Haman hidden in his name, right? Zoram Mamdani, right? Literally has the name Haman hidden in his name. This is occurring as he is raised up in New York City. We are watching in Persia, where the Book of Esther took place, that regime collapse. Now, that regime, the Ayatollah's regime, remember I told you Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter, they use Hamas as a proxy. So the regime in Iran uses Hamas as a proxy to attack Israel and other nations. And Hamas and Haman are separated by one letter. Now, tomorrow is 1-9-2026. 9/11 is in this date. Tomorrow happens to be a date that has 9-1-1 in it. You have 2 plus 2 plus 6 and plus the 1 for January equals 11. And then you have the 9, 9-1-1. So just keep that in mind as we are watching these events unfold, that tomorrow happens to be one of those dates that equals 9-11. Now, January 11th, 2026, which is in 3 days, would mark exactly 50 days until Purim. January 14th, 2026 would mark exactly 47 days until Purim, when the regime is collapsing in its 47th year, with President Trump as the 47th president. That window from January 11th to January 14th, 2026, I believe is not only crucial, it's going to be highly symbolic, highly prophetic. Remember, we are marching towards Purim in this. This is all happening within a year that blood moons, mark both Purims, 2025 and 2026. Now, we're going to go to February 26, 2023, and then we're going to go back to 2018. But February 26, 2023, word from the Lord says, I, the Lord thy God, will make them bow. I, the Lord thy God, made the Philistines bow. I, the Lord thy God, made Israel bow. I, the Lord thy God, am beginning to break the back of the Ayatollah because Iran will bow. And I, the Lord thy God, am raising up a plan and a strategy in Israel that's going to surround Iran on all sides. It's going to encapsulate them, says the Lord. It's going to encapsulate them. And it is going to cause the handshake that was seen with the Red Nation to be severed and broken, says the Lord. Because demons squabble, says the Lord, demons squabble. And you shall publicly, says the Lord, see that squabbling begin. And when you see that squabbling begin, look to the East Coast, says the Lord. When you see that squabbling begin, begin looking not only at the East Coast in this nation, and I think the Lord went on to say West Coast as well. But he said, when you see this squabbling begin, when you see this happen in Iran, look to the East Coast. Now, as the regime of Iran is collapsing and revolution is occurring in the area where Purim occurred in Persia, on the East Coast at the same time, a man with the name Haman in his name has been raised up. So the Lord says, when you start to see that happen, look to the East Coast. We are watching this happen simultaneously. It is because this is a prophetic timeline that has been cast this year, having to do with the Book of Esther and Purim, and we are watching it unfold within the earth, not just in Iran, which is Persia. We are watching it unfold in this nation. We are watching it unfold this very hour in other nations. Now, I want to go back to November 22nd, 2018. So we're going to go back, almost 8 years. This word is 8 years old. And this is on, if you go to arkofgrace.org, you click on blogs, you go to archive blog, and you can go find this word on the older blog. November 22nd, 2018, I, the Lord, will give President Trump a brilliant single stone to throw at the giant, to throw at the giants of Russia, Iran, to throw at the giants of Washington, D.C. Brilliant plans that will outsmart the opponent in every shameful way, because you cannot curse what I, the Lord thy God, have blessed. You cannot touch who I have anointed to be in office, says the Lord. My angelic army is far greater than the Secret Service, says the Lord, far greater, and they are ready and willing to defend the president on all fronts as I minister to his heart through those I will place around him that truly have a heart for the Lord. He is a work in progress, just like the rest of you. Remember that. I am the potter. You are the clay, my precious children. December 8th, 2019. Word of the Lord. Iran will suffer a very public mortal wound, a gushing wound for what they have done to Israel. And I am striking Hezbollah with madness. They will go mad and suffer complete disorder, says the Lord thy God, this day. There is going to be a clear line of separation as well as the wheat from the tares, and the tares are getting torn up by the roots. Cities' foundations who have challenged the holiness of Almighty God will be shaken. And there are states within the U.S. that will see such a shaking for their willful mocking rebellion that it will shock the nation. Minnesota is one of them. Make no mistake, the Lord thy God is not mocked. This is just the first blow for Iran. A bigger one is coming. The Ayatollah will be shaken, the Iranian government will be shaken down to the foundations, and there will be big falls. And a whistleblower will come forth who used to be part of the regime, who will have an encounter with Jesus, and I believe will become a way for the U.S. and and Israel to stay plugged into the vein of what Iran is doing. They want to shake their fist, then Almighty God shall shake them and do it publicly. The Lord will expose just how weak at their core they are. Iran leaders caught with their pants down. Russia will attempt to apply pressure to help Iran. However, they have miscalculated the hand of Almighty God in this, and it will backfire. That was December 8th, 2019. January 30th, 2020. The pastors in Iran, for this shift shall cause paranoia on the part of the government. However, I, the Lord thy God, am hiding the remnant as I hid the prophets in caves when Jezebel and Ahab sought to destroy them all, and in their wicked rebellion, signed their own death warrants with the blood of those they illegally shed for the kingdom of darkness. I, the Lord, shall raise up Obadiahs within the government and areas to hide the remnant to protect the pastor, says the Lord thy God. The Ayatollah says the Lord is about to run, time is about to run out. Taken out because of recompense. The blood they shed must now be accounted for, says the Lord. There must be a reckoning. This is the reckoning. They have been weighed and found wanting. And when I, the Lord God, give the order, there is not a principality that can secure the continued rule of their hosts, says the Lord of hosts this day. March 30th, 2020. Word of the Lord. The Lord thy God, the great I am, says this day, I am coming in as the lion. Remember that. Remember this. I'm coming in as the lion. As power, might, and majesty, says the Lord of hosts this day. Now, says the Lord, is the time that I shall roar, capital, and rule over all rebellion. I am putting down the rebellion, says the Lord thy God, this day. I am usurping the plots down to the very places of origin, says the Lord. The Lord thy God says, I am coming in as the word, as the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord now says it is time for truth to be revealed on many levels. I, the Lord, am set to reveal the intentions of the heart, the intentions of governments, leaders, those in the church, and their believers, says the Lord. Now is the time, says the Lord, where I am set to release a scroll of truth throughout the earth, and what is hidden shall be revealed. The plot shall be reversed, says the Lord thy God, this day. I am reversing the plot, and I am ripping the positions away from those who have plotted in secret against my people, my anointed, against my firstborn Israel. Now is the time, says the Lord, for the Hamans to be revealed. What has been concealed shall be revealed, says the Lord thy God, Yahweh, this day. Those who have been driving and steering these corrupt plots against my children, against my people, those who have been doing this against entire countries shall be hung out to dry. They will be exposed because of favor, that's capital. For I shall grant favor to those who have my truth in their mouths and my capital word, and truth shall enter as a sharp, precise arrow and shall splice the lies in two, says the Lord thy God this day. I, the Lord, gave time. I gave mercy. I gave in good measure for them to stop their crime, stop their rebellion, stop their stiff-neckedness, to stop their defiance. However, it has continued, and I, the Lord thy God, am bringing a sudden halt and redeeming those who choose to continue the courses, birthed in the flesh, who manipulated and used their positions to obtain things that I, the Lord thy God, never gave or gave permission for. Watch for the gallows meant to hang the righteous, meant to hang my anointed, my children. The plot shall be reversed, and those who have attempted such wicked escapades shall now hang themselves, says the Lord God, Jehovah. That was March 2nd, 2020. March 14th, 2020. With the rebellion that Korah led, so I shall split that government open, and the governments of Iran and the government of Russia, I shall split them open and expose down to the hallows what they are doing, says the Lord thy God this day. For I, the Lord, am changing the courts. March 26, 2020. I have the Christians in Iran crying out to me in the palm of my hand, and I will keep them safe, says the Lord. I will keep my people safe in this country as they rise up The Lion of Judah is going before you, says the Lord. Rise up this day. You are soldiers of the living God. You are my children. You have my breath and my spirit in you. And know this day that I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Lion of Judah. That's the second time the Lord references the word lion with Iran. Now I'm going to show you why this is happening. There's another reason it's prophetically happening now. So we're going to go back to June 16th, 2026. The broadcast was called The Prophetic Time of the Lion. And I read Revelation 4:7. Regime is falling in its 47th year. President Trump is the 47th president right now as that regime is falling. Revelation 4:7 says, the first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. So you have a lion, a calf, or an ox. So you have a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle, right? The ox can represent Israel. The man and the eagle can represent President Trump and America. And the lion is not only the Lion of Judah, Almighty God, but it is representing what we are watching with the revolution in Iran. Because it's Revelation 4:7, 47. The name of Israel's operation against Iran when this happened back in June was called Operation Rising Lion. And now in Iran, we are watching the uprising. Now, suddenly, the Iranian flag that existed before the Ayatollah took power, that imagery has come back in the middle of the uprising and is everywhere right now. And I want to show you what the flag looked like of Iran before the Ayatollah overthrew it. It has a lion on it. Why is this coming back now? Because prophetically, it's the time of the lion. We are watching a timeline having to do with the book of Esther, and we are watching prophetically the time of the lion that started with Operation Rising Lion back in June. Now, there was a scripture verse that Netanyahu placed in the Western Wall before Operation Rising Lion was deployed against Iran. That verse was Numbers 23:24. Behold, a people rises up like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion. He will not lie down until he devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. That's Numbers 23:24. 23 plus 24 happens to equal 47. So prophetically, it's the time of the lion too, because it matches Revelation not only 4:7, it matches Numbers 23:24, which equals 47. And we are watching the Iranian regime collapse in the 47th year with Donald Trump as the 47th president, while the flag of the Shah of Iran, that was the Iranian flag before the Ayatollah overthrew it, has now come back in full force. And the lion has come to the forefront. This is not an accident. This is prophetic how we are literally watching this all unfold before our very eyes. Now, we're going to get even deeper with this. So, this is occurring within a two-year window from 2025 to 2027. That equals 9/11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. 9-1-1. That's why you're watching the dictator of Venezuela fall. That's why you're watching Cuba on the brink of collapse. That's why you're watching the Ayatollah's regime collapsing in Iran. It's happening not only within the window that equals 9-1-1, but it's happening within the year 2026, that Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9-11. And that happens just 2 months prior to the midterms. This is not an accident, the way this is lining up. This is all prophetic. Now, we're going to go back to October 6, 2020. Clash of the Titans word. There's something in this that's very interesting that I keep revisiting because of what we're watching unfold. And this word says, There shall be a clash of the titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties. And a corps shall arise and come forth, a corps that fights and stands for truth. My cattle word of truth, says the Lord. My truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but, capital, all sense of morality and faith in God. They are looking for a demolition, says the Lord, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. Watch and see, says the Lord of hosts this day. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound. In the midst, the trumpet will sound, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy, his alliance, and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard and off kilter. A surprise attack shall pierce and puncture their plans. They will draw their own blood, for those spirits they have been conjuring and calling upon are out for blood and highly competitive, my children. This is where you shall see the most shocking infighting occurring within groups. And then it says there's one major player in particular who shall publicly fall fast and hard, branded for what they are, says the Lord of hosts this day. In the midst, the trumpet will sound. He says it four times. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound in the midst. Oh, no, three times he says it. Trumpet will sound in the midst. The trumpet will sound. Because I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy off guard. Well, first of all, Maduro was very much caught off guard. It was a surprise attack. So we're watching the trumpet sound, but the Lord says it three times. The trumpet will sound, right? That may have to do with three separate nations and the United States doing what happened in Venezuela. So I just wanted to include that for that reason. Now, October 17th, 2020, word of the Lord. The devil, he is attempting a dark advance before his allowed time. However, I, the Lord, am a God of truth, capital, and the sword of truth and order, capital, shall go forth and pierce the deceptions and gut them open, spilling out the entrails of truth hidden behind a supposed Iran, parentheses, iron curtain, says the Lord. A veil of secrecy. I, the Lord, am tearing, capital, that veil and splicing it in two. June 9th, 2022. And says the Lord of hosts, Israel is about to make a very bold move, capital, and urgent move. And Iran shall have one of the largest hits and losses it has ever had, as their web shall be hit in its corners and torn down, says the Lord of hosts. Watch and see as it erupts on the news and leaves Iran in a very vulnerable position. Judgment has come to the house of the Ayatollah and entered its halls, says the Lord of hosts. February 10th, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the leadership of Iran is on a crumbling pedestal, and the innocent blood they shed is being accounted to them for their wage, for their bridge is about to fall, for the people are desperate and crying out. I, the Lord, hear the cries, and I, the Lord, am moving upon my firstborn to covertly assist the people of Iran, as leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances, as some deep within the government of Iran are assisting Israel. The Bonhoeffers, who see the sheer evil of such leadership, I, the Lord, am protecting them, and they are assisting Israel, for a big strike and blow, capital, is coming, and it shall rattle the UN, how such was done, and China shall puff up once again and be hit in the core that deflates and decompresses them yet again. February 26, 2023. This is an interesting one. For I am calling through the darkness and the noise. Benjamin, son of my right hand, I am calling through the darkness, and I am going to cause you to turn to my word and to know in whom your salvation is. And he shall know it, and at some point in his life he shall declare it, says the Lord. For he is coming under that yoke, and he will be the ox for me, says the Lord, that topples the regime of Iran. He shall be the ox for me that helps plow the fields in America. For your nation is meant to be a friend and a brother to Israel, and that needs to be reconciled in this season, says the Lord. For they have attempted to separate it. They have attempted attempted to sever the relationship and destroy it. And in this season, by my balm, I, the Lord, shall begin to soothe the wounds and the boils that are broken out and heal that relationship. And those that want to be Sauls and go after their own people, you shall fall by your own sword in this season. You shall. You shall, for you have turned to the way of Cain, you have turned the ways of Balaam, and you have but a little time left before your seat is replaced. And it shall not be a charging donkey, says the Lord, that replaces it, for that stubborn mule shall be subdued and put in its place, says the Lord. July 3rd, 2025, and the Spirit of the Lord says this day, posture your hearts, my capital people, posture your hearts before me, says the Lord, as I, the Lord, am mightily moving within the earth. Posture yourselves with a cloak of reverence and humility, says the Lord, for my might and power is about to bring the fear capital of the Lord into your nation and the nations of the earth, says the Lord. My servant Daniel fasted and prayed and postured himself to receive the message from Gabriel, says the Lord, as the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece both arose to oppose in that time, says the Lord. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood, yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their neck, says the Lord, and for such the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinned shut, says the Lord, for the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. We're watching that. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leaders, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. Iranian guards are in this hour turning on the Ayatollah and defecting to the people. This is the time of the Esther 2 moment. This is the time of the prophetic Esther timeline. This is why blood moons marked both Purim 2025 and are marking Purim 2026, because of the uprisings, because of the revolutions, because of the revolts. This is why we are watching this happen literally within this window. And the Esther 2 moment just doesn't apply to Iran. There's coming an Esther 2 moment in the United States of America. Guards conspiring against their leaders. Watching it happen now and unfold in Iran. Ground zero for Purim. Persia, where the book of Esther unfolds. We are watching the Esther 2 moment literally unfold there. Watch for it now to unfold in the United States of America with high leadership. I'm telling you, this is coming. We are literally in that window. We are watching this unfold. And this is why we have to be aware of the prophetic window that we are in. Now, we have a second clip for you to play from 2CTV, because there is unrest unfolding too, because of Iran, in England as well. Now, England represents the lion too. England has a lion, right, on its representation as a nation. So we're going to play this clip from 2CTV, and we'll come back and talk.
Welcome to 2CTV. This is your global news channel, Amaya Tusi, and we are now in day 12 of the anti-Islamic revolution in Iran. The uprising continues. Things are happening very fast inside the country, as the families of the IRGC are now seeking asylum in France. That's not really that surprising, considering that everything started in Paris for the Islamic occupation. The Americans are now mobilizing their troops towards Iran in the Middle East. We're going to give you guys all the videos that are coming in from Iran. A lot of the IRGC bases have once again been captured and destroyed. There's a lot happening live. One thing I have to mention, unfortunately, as things are escalating, we are not safe anymore. And of course, 2CTV, as the leading media channel in the world right now, that is reporting this with most views and, of course, a lot of your support, it's no longer safe for me to be outside. We've been talking to obviously the authorities and security, and there's a bit of an issue with, of course, the sleeper cells in the UK and across the Western world. So I appreciate your support. I will continue to do my job despite the threats against my life. And but it's important to mention that things are still ongoing.
I am asking you to please pray and intercede for the safety of this man, Tusi, and his family who live in the UK right now. And he's Iranian. And he has been reporting nonstop about what we are watching unfold in Iran and in the UK. The situation there is destabilizing given what's unfolding in Iran. You're watching now the uprisings begin in the UK. Like I said, it's another place that has a symbolism of the lion. So you're watching these areas that have symbolism having to do with the lion rise up after we watched back in June Operation Rising Lion, right? Numbers 23-24 equals 47. And we've been watching that unfold since June, and it is reaching its crescendo in this very hour within the earth. I want to read to you from November 20th, 2025, word from the Lord having to do with England and what is unfolding this very hour in England, because of the uprising in Iran, these other nations where sleeper cells and where it has been allowed, Ishmael has been allowed to come in and to occupy and to attempt to take territory and control in this very hour, those situations are destabilizing as we watch more and more what happened in Iran and we watch more and more President Trump on the brink of deploying potentially troops to Iran right after we watched a harrowing operation happen in Venezuela and the dictator Maduro being taken down in Venezuela. So this is the time of the reckoning, the revolution, revolts, and reversals. We have literally entered 2026 this way, and we are marching towards Purim, also marked by a blood moon this year. March 2nd, it begins at sundown. November 20th, 2025 says that web and all its traps, its designs, its channels shall and will in this time be exposed, says the Lord. For the lion itself shall become prey, says the Lord. The predator shall become prey, says the Lord, including in England, says the Lord. For they allowed a strange lion from another territory who does not know me, nor truly serves me, though it so claims to. They allowed that lion to come in to unnatural territory and begin to establish its dominance, says the Lord, within England and its cubs, says the Lord, within the United States of America, says the Lord, within Canada, says the Lord. And now such lions from foreign lands who do not know me have taken unnaturalized territory, says the Lord, with the help of Parliament, with the help of Congress, with the help of governors, says the Lord. And for such their portion shall be, they will prematurely surely step down in shame as their interests are gut wide open and exposed, says the Lord. The young lion shall rise to the challenge, says the Lord. Those who are leaders in chains attached to the most wicked enterprises within the earth. So he's saying those are the people that are going to have to prematurely step down. Those who are leaders in chains attached to the most wicked enterprises within the earth. This was November 20th when the Lord started speaking about lions again and speaking about England and letting in a strange lion that now has taken unnaturalized territory. He's talking about Ishmael. And now you've got the lion on the flag of Iran from when the Shah ruled Iran. That imagery has now come to the forefront in this time, right? And you have that imagery coming to the forefront with what Numbers 23:24 says. And I'm going to go back to it and read it again. Behold, a people rises up like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion. He will not lie down until he devours the prey. 23 plus 24 is 47. The Ayatollah is collapsing in its 47th year. President Trump is the 47th president. Revelation 4:7 talks about a lion, a man, an eagle, and an ox. We are watching all of these pieces in this very hour begin to be on the move. We know President Trump is monitoring the situation closely, but they are, it appears, beginning to mobilize because the Ayatollah, which is collapsing more and more day by day, has now declared war on its own people and is now bringing in its own military to begin to try to slaughter its own people to put down the revolution that we are watching unfold in the year that is marked and flanked by blood moons on Purim in the area of Persia where Purim unfolded. We are watching a similar situation occur where the Hamans, right? Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter. Iran uses Hamas as a proxy. We are watching those decrees of destruction, right, go out this very hour, which means if this is following the timeline of the Book of Esther, we should be watching the divine reversals come and the Hamans be hunted and the plots of Haman reversed upon their own heads and the heads of their households. We are watching this actively unfold, and we are watching this as well arise in this nation. We are watching this arise in Minnesota this very hour. We are watching this arise in California. Now President Trump has announced that they are doing a fraud investigation in California right now under Governor Newsom. This is the time that the cup of iniquity of the governors in this nation has become full and it's being poured out. We are actively watching this happen, and it's stepping in line with the timeline of the Book of Esther as the origin place of Esther, which is Persia right now, is erupting in revolution this very hour. I'm going to tell you something else too, because they're trying to bring in military from Iraq and from other areas now to bring them across the border into Iran in order to attack their own people. This is something that is developing and it is unfolding. I'm going to tell you, though, I would watch Iraq in the middle of this. Big shifts are on the cusp of happening in Iraq. Watch what happens in Iraq in the midst of a Persian spring that is going to dig wellsprings for surrounding nations. This is a Persian spring that is contagious. And you're going to watch an Arab Spring come forth from this. And I don't believe this is only going to happen here. I think we are going to watch this happen in places in Nigeria, in places in Africa, and England right now, this very hour, is on the verge of completely destabilizing because Ishmael and Amalek are bringing an outcry in England, given what is happening in Iran, given what happened in Venezuela. You are watching Ishmael in England, a strange lion that came in and took unnaturalized territory in this very hour, begin to bring an outcry, begin to bring threats, begin to mobilize out in the streets right now. So you are watching this global event happen literally in the year that's flanked by blood moons on Purim. That's not an accident. None of this is unfolding by accident or by chance. This is prophetic. And I'm just going to encourage you to continue to pray for Tusi and his family right now in England, because the situation has become quite volatile and they need our prayer and intercession. The underground church in Iran right now needs our prayer and intercession. They are the prophets right now. I want you to think about this. This is a Mount Carmel moment right now for Iran. And this is just coming to me now in my spirit. This is a Mount Carmel moment. You have the Church of Iran, the underground church, are the prophets that were hidden away in the caves, being sustained and kept alive in order to intercede and put their prayer into the soil of the nation so that prayer would begin to tip the scales of justice in the favor of the people of Iran, and that prayer would go up before the throne of God. So when the uprising happened, the underground church in Iran had already been tilling the soil and interceding and crying out to God and speaking the word of the Lord and going forth ahead. Pray for them in this hour. Intercede for them, for the underground church of Iran and our brothers and sisters there, because they're trying to cut them off now from the outside world so nobody knows what's going on the inside, in order that they can sculpt their own propaganda narrative when the Lord has broken the neck of Iran in order to bring the head down. The neck of Iran has been broken. The economy has collapsed. The head is coming down. We are actively watching probably the largest revolt that we have seen in decades unfold in Iran, in Persia, the place of origin and ground zero for Purim. It's unfolding in a two-year window that equals 9/11. And we are getting very close to that 50-day to 47-day window out from Purim, which I think is going to be crucial for what unfolds going forward right now in Iran. This affects this nation. Why? Because you have people that came across the border under Joe Biden. You have cells that came across the border. You have Hamas and others that came across the border under Biden that have been sleeper cells in this nation that are waiting for President Trump to attempt to intervene in this situation in order to try to uprise. I know how I know, because they're doing it in England this very hour too. So pray for the eggs that the serpent has laid, that they are caught and destroyed before they hatch. This is what we have to do. We have to intercede and pray that the eggs that the serpent has laid are found and destroyed before they hatch, because we are in a situation in this hour where it's not only the timeline of the book of Esther, a decree of destruction has gone out. We are watching decrees of destruction go out, and we need to intercede for those divine reversals now to happen. We are watching two types of lions going out in this hour, because it's the prophetic time of the lion. The word of God says God is the Lion of Judah, and the word of God also says the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Right now, his interests are in danger. The territories that he has held for decades are in danger of falling in this very hour. Right now, those interests are toppling. And right now, when that happens and you have a wounded lion, that lion is going to try to lash out, uprise, and attack. This is why we need to intercede and pray and be aware of the treacherous window that we are in, and intercede and pray for the safety of the leadership in this nation right now. This is high alert when it comes to the cabinet right now and their safety. High alert when it comes to the safety of President Trump right now and his family and his sons. This is high alert right now when it comes to the safety of some of the high profile women in the cabinet. This is a time where the lion, one of them, is being wounded, where the plots of Haman now, he's being hunted down by his own plots. We are actively watching this happen. And because of that, this is a time where you have the wounding that's going to attempt to rise up in a treacherous, ferocious way and attempt to lash out. And we have to intercede and pray that those plots to attempt to take down high leadership in this nation are exposed thwarted and destroyed in this hour? Because I'm telling you, those plots have gone out. I'm telling you, they are already on the move this very hour in order to try to attack high leadership in this nation. They have gone out, but God is greater. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much, and the intercession of the saints right now is what is going to expose these plots, dismantle, destroy them, and gut them down to the hallows, that the enemy does not have his way in this hour, because he is losing interest within the earth. And let me tell you, when the enemy goes to lose interest, he goes to try to shed more innocent blood in order to try to power the high altars in the kingdom of darkness, to try to keep gates open that he's losing. We have to understand that this is where we are at. Yes, we are going to do another night of prayer. I'm actively working on organizing it, so we are going to do it. I've actively started talking to people about it. I will be talking to Clay about it in the coming days, because we need it right now. We need a night of prayer in the midst of what is happening, because prayer is a weapon. Prayer dismantles sophisticated arguments in high places. Prayer tears down strongholds. Prayer reverses the ratification that the enemy thinks he has over the soils and territories of this nation. Prayer is effective. Prayer goes into the vein of the situation and reverses and transforms and redirects a situation away from a runaway train that the enemy is trying to employ in this hour. It's prayer that does that. And we have to understand that we have to intercede and pray, because there are cells around the world right now that would like nothing more than to stop this. And China, this very hour, I'm telling you, is panicking. The dragon is watching the serpent be hunted. The dragon is watching the Hamans be hunted. The dragon in this hour is desperate for a kill, and it's desperate for territory. And we need to intercede and pray that the dragon is denied the oxygen it needs in this hour to breathe the firepower that it wants to breathe, not only at this nation, but at Taiwan and Japan. Right now, it's not just Taiwan. It's Taiwan and Japan. High alert, because the dragon right now is looking for territory and looking for a kill, because it sees what's happening in the earth and it sees the writing is on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, you've been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. This is why it's the time that we're in. That was written to the king of Babylon, which is in Persia. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. That is not only for the Ayatollah's court. That is for the leader of China right now. That is for Russia right now. It's for the governors in this nation right now who have postured themselves in defiance before Almighty God. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and your kingdom will be divided. Because Almighty God and the joy of the Lord and the justice of Yahweh is on the move right now in the earth. It's on the move right now. Pray and intercede for our brothers and sisters in Iran. Pray and intercede for Tusi and his family, that the Lord's warring army of all ranks and divisions in the name of Jesus Christ would surround the north, south, east, west, above and below of him and his family in England, and that if he doesn't know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, he would come to know Jesus Christ through this as his Lord and Savior. And intercede and pray for the wisdom of our leadership with what they're going to do with Iran, because this is a highly delicate situation. It's a global tipping point right now. It is a turning point globally. We witnessed a turning point in September in this nation. We are witnessing a turning point globally right now, because it is the time of the reckoning has come, and we are watching it happen in the 2-year window that equals 9-1-1 right now, in the year that Rosh Hashanah is beginning on 9-1-1, and in the year of our midterms. This should be giving you a picture that if we don't stand and armor up and war in the spirit, what is coming for us with the midterms, watching globally, it should give us a picture of what's coming. And if those in high seats of Congress don't want to do their job, and they want to try to delay and slow things down to protect their PACs and their interests and their lobbyists, then the Lord thy God is going to overthrow you in a coup of his own in this hour. And that goes to the highest seats in Congress right now I'm speaking. That is coming if they are not reading the writing on the wall and seeing that the justice of Yahweh is going to enter the halls of Congress and begin to overthrow. That is going to cause shock in the nation if they don't abandon their PACs right now and their super PACs and protecting those at the cost of the American people. That's coming. And I feel that speaking that. I feel the power of God all over that, speaking that right now. So I'm just encouraging all of you right now that it is tumult, but God is hearkening unto the voice of his people and blessing his people in the tumult. Please remember that. Speak that, come into agreement with that, and believe it, because it is tumult. But in order for there to be a reversal, there has to be tumult. In order for there to be a reckoning, there has to be a tumult. We are actively watching that unfold this very hour. So please keep that in mind as we go forth. Now, to shift gears just for a few minutes here, Andrew Sorcini has been patiently waiting. As I've been preaching, he's been waiting in the back here, and we're going to bring him in to talk about globally, financially, how this is affecting everything, because watching regimes get overthrown one after the other does things to the markets. So let's bring Andrew in and we'll talk about it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's regime changes and civil unrest and geopolitical things happening around the world are the main things that move gold and silver. And that's a big part of the reason why we're seeing what we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years.
So what's happening now at this very hour with what's happening with the regime changes and the reckonings with gold and silver?
It's been extreme volatility. It has. I mean, it's going to ultimately be beneficial for gold and silver because these are products that people hold on to when there's times
uncertainty.
Of uncertainty. Yeah. So oftentimes people will compare, like maybe they invest in a silver ETF or a gold ETF or what we refer to as paper gold and silver. And they say, oh, okay, I'm invested in silver. Well, technically you are, but you're a different type of investor. The people that buy physical gold and silver are trying to buy protection and its insurance against the rest of their portfolio. So they're two completely different investments altogether. So that's one thing that's been coming up a lot lately is that people want to know, well, why do I need the physical? Well, the physical can bail you out of a really bad situation that can happen.
Yes.
And bad things are happening all around the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're watching a lot of tumult and uprising and sudden regime changes. And we're all seeing this within an interesting time of two Purims in 2025 and 2026 that are both marked by blood moons. And interestingly enough, with Purim, Haman offered an obscene amount of silver to the king's treasury to destroy the people of God. That way, isn't that interesting? That was what Haman, and you know where he was going to get it from? Pillaging the people of God. He didn't have it. Haman was going to go try to steal it from the people of God.
It sounds like the big banks.
Doesn't it? See, Haman sounds very similar to the big banks, but that is how he wooed the king and deceived the king into agreeing with this, because he was going to just take it and pillage it from the entire nation of the people of God that existed within Persia at the time.
It's interesting. I recently did a deep dive into the holdings of JP Morgan Chase. They're currently holding 750 million ounces of silver. And what they're doing is basically turning on the rest of the banks. Like all the big banks sort of had this agreement that they're going to not push the idea that people need to have physical precious metals. Yes. And that they're not needed. They want to keep your dollars into the centralized banking system, which means the stock market, into your actual bank account, or even with cryptocurrency, which now are linked to the centralized banking system. Even real estate to some degree is, because you have to transfer money in order to buy real estate, and transfer, you receive a transfer when you sell real estate. But with physical gold and silver, there's no record of where that goes. I could give you $10,000 worth of silver, and it's only our business, only we know. And the big banks and the government don't like that. It's part of the control. But it's like, this is a good time to really talk about just how well gold and silver have done. Mm-hmm. Just recapping 2025, gold was up 65%. And I always say what's good for gold is great for silver.
Yeah.
And it certainly was great for silver, because in 2025, silver went up 144%.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's today, silver is actually sitting at about $78 an ounce.
Okay.
So as we begin 2026, it's time for projections. And almost all the big banks that are analyzing silver say it'll be over $100 at some point this year. And even Bank of America says that on the low end, it will finish 2026 at $135 an ounce. They say it could go as high as $309 an ounce.
Wow, that's a huge jump.
It certainly is. And I've actually figured out a path of how it could get to $130 an ounce. So if silver was up 144% last year, if it only went up half of that percentage-wise this year, from where it's at now, that would take it over $130 per ounce.
Yeah.
So I'm literally talking to so many different Arc of Grace listeners that have invested in gold and silver over the years, and they're just extremely grateful. Like, some of these people have tripled account values. Most have doubled it.
Yeah.
And people have doubled their account values that haven't even been with us for a year.
That's amazing. Yeah. And we have with Andrew, we have the Cyrus coin that's available. It's a silver coin. And we have Cyrus, our German shepherd, on one side. It's an ode to the book of Isaiah, too. It says Cyrus, faithful shepherd, on the front of it. So we have that with Andrew. And no matter where your price point is at or where you are financially, give Andrew a call or text him at 310-433-3524, because he's finding very creative ways to help our listeners, which we very much appreciate that Andrew and his team are willing to do that. You could also go to bh-pm.com. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and search for bh-pm.com and click on the link there as well to reach out to Andrew and his team. If you have any questions, if you're curious about gold-backed IRAs as well and rolling over your IRA, they are there to help you with all of that.
Absolutely. And just one thing that people should know, a question that people are asking all the time is, gold and silver have done so well over the past few years. If I haven't invested yet, is it too late? And it's not too late. It's certainly we don't like investing in something at a price point that's higher now than what you could have got it for a couple of years ago. But for me personally, I jumped in with a really big position, adding on to what I already had personally.
Yeah.
And I bought a whole lot of silver when it was $64 an ounce. Mm-hmm. And I even shared that with a friend of mine that owns another gold company. And he goes, wow, that was a bold investment, because it's up there. It's pretty high.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, not really. Because if you think that silver could hit $100 an ounce, and you're getting in at 64, or even right now where it's at 78, then you're good. If it gets to $100, then that's a nice solid investment.
And it is.
Making money with precious metals is really just our secondary goal. Mm-hmm. Our primary goal is to protect everything that we've worked for, and be a good steward of what financial items that we've been blessed with.
Yes.
So really, okay. I think it's going much higher.
Wonderful, Andrew. Well, thank you for that. Please reach out to Andrew and his team. They would love to hear from you. Andrew will be back on in a couple of weeks with an update. I can't wait to see what happens in these next 2 weeks. I'm sure we will have lots to talk about, Andrew.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
God bless you, Andrew. Thank you. And that was Andrew from BH-PM. Com. Always like hearing from that perspective what Andrew was seeing going on, because when you see overthrows of nations, well, it tends to globally kind of just affect the markets just a little bit. Also, we're going to just put up a couple things at the end here. We have our social media handles we're going to put up. If you could like and subscribe to these, we'd very much appreciate it. Rumble and YouTube are Ark of Grace Ministries. So is TikTok. Telegram, TikTok is Ark of Grace Ministries. Truth Social is Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. We have Instagram as well, Ark of Grace 88, and X at Amanda Grace _ AOG. We also have our own app. You can search Ark of Grace in the App Store. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. We are also on pray.com. You can download the app, search Amanda Grace, and you'll see it come up. We are on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the mornings on pray.com. as well. We're on BBS Radio as well, the Faith and Freedom Network. We just launched there as well, so you can look for us there. Also, we have our newsletter sign up. There's a free newsletter that we do it quarterly, and we would love to be able to send it to you. So if you go to arkofgrace.org, you will see two buttons right there, right? You'll see two buttons in the front. You see the make a donation button and the newsletter sign up. You click newsletter sign up and you just put in some information. It goes into our database and we will send you out that newsletter quarterly. So beautiful job with the newsletter. And so we like to be able to keep in touch with you about all the happenings at Ark of Grace Ministry and Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Also, we're going to just put up two more before we end for the night. We have launched an Amazon store because most of you are shopping on Amazon anyway, and you know what? Amazon should have to give into the kingdom of God the way I see it. So we have put things that we use at the sanctuary for our pets. People ask me my favorite things all the time and what products I use. That is on the Amazon store as well. So if you go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you can scroll down and you will see the Amazon store there and you can click on it. And we are adding more to it all the time. There are books on there too. We're going to be adding more books as well, devotionals, things of that nature. So you can go there to learn more. We also have Grid Down Chow Down we're going to put up. We absolutely love these brothers. They love the Lord. They make an incredible product, grass-fed, grass-finished beef with a shelf life of 10 to 15 years, a salvation track in every bag. They are literally preaching the gospel every bag they send out. With what is happening to our food supply, it's important to have fresh, pure food to be able not only to give your family, but your pets, because they not only do jerky for humans, they do dog jerky for your pets. That's nothing but grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And you can feel good about giving that to your dogs as a snack, knowing none of the junk is in there. So you could go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARK for a discount. Okay, everyone, I think that's where we're going to end for tonight. We went a little longer tonight. There's a lot going on in the earth right now, in the globe. Thank you to our moderators and our team as well. We will be watching what is going on. If something really crazy happened, well, we may be doing an emergency live over the weekend. We'll see. We'll keep watch of the situation. I know you all will as well. So God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I ask you to say it every single day because I say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. Created me a clean heart, O God. I say that psalm a lot. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew. That is the order of that prayer is what is so important to our prayer work. The way Jesus taught the order of that prayer, we should be incorporating into our prayer life. I also have Hebrews 11 up there to encourage you in faith, one of the greatest chapters on faith in the Word of God. We have to speak the Word. We have to activate the Word. We have to be in the Word because it's living and active for current and current for every generation. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We will be putting out shorts as well. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Please keep Chris in your prayers too. He has been fighting some activity in his brain over the past 4 days. So please just keep him and I in your prayers as we deal with this and as I talk to his doctor also. So we're just going to ask you just to pray for us as well with that. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. God bless.